Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Short stuff, essays, life snippets, and poetry by Carolyn Whiteside Panko is a compilation of both narrative and poetic forms. Telling a story common to humans, it sparked Carolyn's story of uncertainty, failure, joy, loss, redemption, love, and hope, and her goal, that people reading her work will be inspired to tell their own stories. Carolyn is a native of Houston, Texas, a piano and organ major at Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. She holds a BA in political science from Boise State University. She taught American government at Boise High School and Timberland High School. As an organist at Whitney United Methodist Church for 39 years, she traveled and performed in 15 states, two Canadian provinces, the United Kingdom, and the Republic of Ireland. Active in politics, serving for 12 years as a national committee woman for a major political party. Carolyn Whiteside Panko, author of short stuff, essays, life snippets, and poetry, our guest on This Week in America. Carolyn, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's wonderful to hear your voice and to be with you today.
It's great to have you here to talk about the book Short Stuff. And I love the concept of the book and what you've done and sharing your stories to get us thinking and sharing our stories as well. What was the inspiration for writing the book? Where did the idea for Short Stuff come from?
You know, I started writing sort of short versions of some experiences that I'd had in my earlier life several years ago. And I came on them fairly recently again and decided that I really wanted to pass some of that information along to my family and to others who might be interested. And then I got the idea that maybe I could put it in a book form. And so even though some of the incidents were rather painful, rather difficult, they were also joyous. And I wanted to communicate all of that. And so that's where we are right now.
The book is Short Stuff, Essays, Life Snippets, and Poetry, Carolyn Whiteside Panko. Her website is very simple, shortstuffwriter.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Who does the book appeal to? I mentioned that you would like it by sharing your story to get others to go back and share theirs as well. Who do you think the book appeals to?
I really think that it would appeal to people of a certain age, a little bit older, who have begun to reflect on their lives and to perhaps be interested in looking at some similar experiences from those that I've had. Maybe they were involved in something that's very similar and might be interested from that standpoint.
As we go through your introspection, we think of ours, and there's a different perspective, isn't there, as we look back. Maybe at the time, we didn't understand the significance of it. We didn't see the true meaning of what was happening. Today, it's a little bit different. Did you find that when you went back and you looked through these things? For example, sit-ins in Dallas in the early 60s, the last day of the poll tax. I mean, all of these situations, a different perspective when you go back and look at it now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think at the time, as I indicated in my book, it was a time not of deep reflection. It was something that was happening right then. It was something that was absolutely necessary to participate in. And as I indicated, I was faced with a fear of what might be happening when my husband at the time was involved in the sit-ins in Dallas. It was a very scary kind of situation. I didn't have the maturity or the long view to determine what the ultimate significance of such activity might be. But I was caught in the moment of being worried about him, about the people who were involved. As far as the poll tax situation, it was just incredible to us, even at the time, that people would need to pay to be able to vote. I didn't really understand that, but it was the law. It was the way it was in many southern states, and the motivation there was very clear to keep people from exercising their rights. And as I said, thank goodness at least that aspect of keeping people from exercising their rights is no longer with us.
This is a good opportunity for people in our age group to look back and see how far we came and what we went through at the time, and hopefully the benefits of a better place, a better world to live in today. The book is so well written. Carolyn Whiteside Panko, that's P-A-N-K-O, is the author of Short Stuff, Essays, Life Snippets, and Poetry. Book available at Ex Libris, Amazon.com, the usual places. Her website, which is shortstuffwriter.com, and all this on our website. Is there one thing you'd like the readers to learn, to take away from the book, Short Stuff?
Well, I think the main point would be that everyone has a story. And it took me quite a while to realize that maybe someone else would be interested in reading about my experiences. And the truth of the matter is, I think everyone has some aspect of that, some motivation to share, and just needs a little push in that direction. And so I would encourage people as a takeaway to realize that their stories are valuable and they come from their perspectives. Mine came from mine specifically. It doesn't purport to answer any great questions. World significance, it's from my remembrances, and I think it's important everyone has that capability in some way or other. Pass your stories on.
And to be able to share those is something I think that's very beneficial as well, which you're able to do with Carolyn as she tells her stories in Short Stuff. I mentioned some of the scenes in her book. What scenes, characters would you like to highlight in this interview, the few minutes that we have together? What would you like to focus on, to talk about, that really brought back rushing memories when you were writing?
I think one of the hardest things for me was to look back at my relationship with my parents, my beloved parents. I think as an only child, I had a different view, perhaps, from one who is a part of a tribe of several children in a family. With age, I have come to appreciate more some of the strict upbringing that I had, and some of their aspects of showing love to me, which was not exactly appreciated at the time. And even after my writing of this particular, these stories that are in my book, I have done some more research and some more reflection on my parents. And I'm so, so very fortunate to be able to have the time to do that. I only wish I could tell them at this point how much they meant to me and some of my life experiences now. So my parents are very strong in my recollections of my long life that I've lived.
You know, it's interesting because you think back and it's like, now I understand why they did what they did. It makes sense decades later, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
You wonder why they're doing it. And now a few decades later, it's like, okay, it all makes sense now. It all fits together. If you had to, you talk about your book, you introduce your book to a friend and they say, okay, Carolyn, what's Short Stuff all about? A sentence or two, how would you describe your book?
I guess I try to be descriptive in the few words, the few pages that I have in the book. I try to be as descriptive as possible. I try to bring some introspection to my writing, and sometimes it's difficult. I try not to whitewash some of the things that happened, even though it might have been more comfortable in reading it to make myself look a little better. I was selfish, just like we all are at sometimes. So descriptive, introspective, and last and probably most important, hopeful. I believe that my book brings that aspect. I am hopeful. I hope others, as they reflect on their lives, can bring that perspective as well to anyone who reads it. So those are the main three things, I think.
Carolyn's book is Short Stuff, Essays, Life Snippets, and Poetry. Carolyn Whiteside Panko, that's P-A-N-K-O, our website, shortstuffwriter.com, book available at all the usual places. Talk about why this book is maybe unlike other similar topics, because this book, your approach is somewhat unique. Talk about what makes this different.
Well, I think, although I'm not absolutely sure, that my book would be a little different because I've included things that are essays, which are really trial runs. Anyone who's done essays for classes through the years knows that they are just like a work in progress. I've included those without doing a whole lot of change. But I also have just little short remembrances that I've done. And the poetry was a specific aspect of the writing that I felt was important. And it came in very, well, I was going to say came in very handy. It was the right type of writing for me to use to be descriptive of some of the more painful parts of my life, specifically going through divorce. And, of course, the suicide of our beloved granddaughter. That was a very difficult time. And so I think the book is unique in that it uses those different forms of writing to tell a story.
Well, it's in the title, Essays, Life Snippets, and Poetry. You touch on it all, and again, it's appropriate to the topic that you're discussing. I mentioned this starts with the sit-ins in Dallas in the early 60s. What is the time frame the story takes place, and obviously over a period of time?
Yes, the story of the sit-ins in Dallas is specifically 1961, 62. It was just within the first year that we moved back to Dallas. We had started out life in Houston, Texas, gone to Logan, Utah, and come back to Dallas, to specifically Southern Methodist University. And so that avenue for people expressing their want to change the way people were treated in public accommodations was very much in the news at the time. And so this movement on the Southern Methodist campus that my husband at the time participated in was right in line with what was happening across the country at the time. And so, and this is the time also of John F. Kennedy's presidency in that particular era as well.
And you have a chapter there, a story there on Friday, November 22nd, 1963, and all of us of a certain age can remember sort of the world standing still and going to our little, in my case, a black and white television set and glued to Walter Cronkite for 3 days all the way up through Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby and all through that. It's so vivid. Absolutely. It was like it just happened a week ago. What words, three words, would you use to describe your book or characters?
My characters are multifaceted, and I think it's difficult for me, it was difficult for me to fully explore those characters, specifically my parents. I only touched on a few aspects of their characters. They are full-blown amazing individuals, and I only touched the surface there. As far as experiences through historical incidents, I think once again I touched on just aspects that were related to my direct experiences. And everyone faces, as you mentioned, you sat in front of a black and white TV. We did the same thing at the time, and were mesmerized at something so horrific that had happened, and it came into our living rooms, and we couldn't imagine. And then to use those experiences to relate to what's happening today, and specifically in the last 2 days with more and more violence in our country. I think it's important for people now to write down what their experiences are as they're hearing all of these news stories that are so difficult to understand. Yes. Write it down. Talk to someone. Make sure that you have your perspective, and then perhaps you can share that at some future date.
I was going to say, write down how you feel, not how you're told how you should be feeling, or you're waiting for a hot take so you can write this down. Just a real honest how you feel at this particular time when you see something unfold, as unfortunately we see too often in this country. What was Yes. the most challenging thing for you in writing this book, the way that you did, the introspection necessary to do it? And the other side of that, the most rewarding?
I think the most rewarding thing was, let me do that first, is that I think that some people would benefit from what I have tried to say. I know that I have felt it was very freeing to actually get this out in print as opposed to being just sitting stuffed away in a manila envelope, which is where these things were for a number of years. And it was challenging in a sense, to go back to the first part of your question, it was challenging for me to determine whether I was going to cut certain things or expand on certain things. And in the end, I let them speak for themselves, because that would have, I think, destroyed the time frame aspect. Those things that I wrote about in the 80s, but that perspective of that number of years was important to keep and not try to fix it up here with Yes. 2022 inside, I guess you'd say. So
when you read this book, short stuff, essays, life snippets, and poetry by Carolyn Whiteside Panko, you'll hear her stories, her reflections on what happened at the time, family situations, that type of thing. At the same time, you will start relating it to situations in your life. So it's not just, okay, I'm going to find out about Carolyn. You'll find out about yourself as you're reading about Carolyn, the benefit of this book. And that's exactly the case. A minute or so left in the program. Is there anything you'd like us to know about your book that we haven't had the chance to talk about?
I think one thing would be, as you're reading through, you notice that the poetry is in the middle section, and it is it was difficult to write at the time, as I recall. I was struggling for words, but in the end, in rereading, I think that I got it fairly right in terms of communicating what I wanted to communicate. And so some people have a difficult time reading poetry, and I think that I'd like for you to make it through the poetic section and see if it speaks to you.
And I guarantee you it will. As someone who grew up a little afraid of poetry, and I'm not sure I could do this, I'm not sure that I understand this, I understand what you're saying. And again, it's something that could be reflective of your own life. What are you working on now? Do you have another book in the works?
I'm actually working on some memoirs of my grandmother on my mother's side, and my mother and her siblings. And it's been very interesting to go through and to pull out snippets of things that I remember, but then also looking at some documents that I had, some letters and things that I didn't even remember that I had when I packed up my mother's house. So it's been very given me some insight that I did not have into my mother's side of the family. So that's what I'm working on now.
And as you're saying that, I'm thinking we all probably have treasures like that somewhere that we really don't pay. We haven't looked for them in years, might not even know they're there. That's that true. Would open up so many enjoyable thoughts, impossibly painful, but thoughts that are necessary to go back and understand where we were at the time and how far we've come. The book is so well done. Short stuff, essays, life snippets, and poetry. Carolyn Whiteside Panko, that's P-A-N-K-O. You'll find the book at Ex Libris, Amazon, the usual places. Carolyn's website, shortstuffwriter.com, and all that on our website. Carolyn, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your life story that you have so well defined in the book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
The book is Short Stuff, Essays, Life Snippets, and Poetry by Carolyn Whiteside Panko. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.